Chandler, I know you guys are disappointing that you don't come out on top today. Defensively, though, you guys came in and you're able to keep them out of the end zone here this afternoon.
Yeah, I think we did some, you know, pretty good things on defense, but obviously they had some pretty big explosive plays as well. So you can look at, you know, this game a lot of different ways, but on defensive end, you know, it's some things we got to clean up for sure. You know, letting big runs out of the gate, you know, big explosive passes is something, you know, we preach about not letting happen, you know, every week. And so we can definitely improve. But I think we played, you know, well in stretches tonight, but, you know, we want to get more consistent.
Yeah, talk a little more about the challenge of facing those two running backs. They make quick cuts. They're a couple of talented backs.
Yeah, no, like you said, they're very talented. Both of them, they have elite vision. Both of them have elite feet as well. So, you know, it was a couple times we got out of our gap tonight, and they found it. And that's something we talked about all week. You know, if we get out of our gap, they're going to find the hole. And so, a couple of big runs, you know, they hit it.
Coach Mason talked about being physical with Weidermeyer, the tight end. I thought you guys did that. Maybe had an effect on his game today.
Yeah, no, that was definitely part of the game plan, to try to limit him as much as we could. You know, he's a big-time player. And so, you know, you watch the film, he's cut on the film. You know, he's, you know, wide open all the time. And, you know, so we just kind of wanted to put our hands on him as much as we could, you know, try to just make it tough for him. Because, you know, when you play great players like that, you know, they're going to make some plays. I mean, that's something we understood. But we had to stick with it. We've been able to, you know, kind of contain him a little bit.
What have Coach Harsin and Coach Mason instilled in this team from the standpoint of, you know, coming back from a loss like this and being able to refocus quickly and kind of go back to work tomorrow?
I think it all ties into Coach Harsin's 1-0 mentality. You know, just understanding that, you know, you got to go 1-0 every week. So after you play the game, you know, you come in Sunday, you reassess. You know, we call Sunday Assessment Sunday. So once you assess, you flush it and move on. Whether you win or you lose, you got to move on because, you know, you got another opponent the next week. And so now, you know, we got to come in, watch the film, get better, and shift our focus, Mississippi State.
Safe travels back to Auburn. Appreciate the visit. War Eagle.
War Eagle, man. Thank you.
All right, Auburn linebacker Chandler Wooten. Paul, back upstairs to you. All right, Paul, thank you very much. Coach Bedell, just a tough day all around offensively. Just kind of talk about the challenge this A&M team presented defensively.
Well, I mean, defensively, they're very athletic. They run well at the linebacker spot. They're big and long corners. They do a good job mixing coverages and having a great third down package. The D-line's solid. You know, they're strong up front. The D-ends are elite. And so, you know, they executed better than we did.
Anything different from their coverages or their scheme that maybe that they hadn't showed on tape before their bye week last week?
No, not really. You know, their third down packages have been the same. No, it's what we practiced, and it just comes down to execution. It really good. It comes down to execution as an offense. And when you come into an environment like this and on the road, and you got to execute. And if you don't execute, it's you got the result of that.
Luke Deal hauls in the big pass against tough coverage. It was the longest gain of the day offensively. John Samuel Schenker, another couple of catches. He continues to move up single-season catches and yardage. Those guys and the rest of the guys in your group continue to be awfully productive members of this offense.
They are. They're working hard, and, you know, the opportunity presents itself. I hope they make that play. And it's just come back Sunday, go back to work. You know, we got to correct what we saw tonight or this afternoon, however you want to look at it. And then it doesn't get any easier. we're at home with another good football team coming in Jordan-Hare, and you know we got to fix the things and move on. And so we need the fan base, needs to be loud, needs to be rocking. And you know, there's a lot of season left. Now there's a lot of games to be played. So you know, we got to get back Sunday, get back to work, and let's get after what's to the future.
Thank you very much for the visit, Coach War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Auburn tight ends coach Brad Bedell, still a quarter of the regular season to go. As he mentioned, Paul, back upstairs to you. All right, Paul, thank you very much. Coach, just a hard-fought battle. You keep them out of the end zone from an offensive perspective today. Just talk about the way your guys battled.
Well, the guys fought hard. I mean, it's a four-quarter game. I mean, we talk every day about relentless defense and relentless effort. So the guys did a great job of fighting and keeping them out. We made an emphasis on red zone defense. We made an emphasis of keeping out the end zone and protecting our end zone. And I thought for the four quarters, they fought the entire game, and we forced them to field goals and gave ourselves a chance.
What had to be different without Zion Puckett able to go today?
We had a plan all week. It was a couple guys in the back end that we wasn't sure if they was going to go today. But we was able to work with, you know, Coach Mason and myself, or just moving pieces. I mean, we want value guys in the secondary, and guys was able to move, and Ladarius Tennyson showed up today at the nickel spot. Done took a lot of reps, and we missed Zion today, but I think LT stayed, he showed up today.
What was it about Ladarius? It was evident to everybody that he had a whale of a game. What was it that allowed him to have that kind of game today?
Just preparation. I mean, you know, he came in all week. He knew that it was a chance that Puckett might not play, but the ownership that he took upon himself to know the game plan and know the situation, know everything that we did to prepare himself for a game the way he did, and he showed up in the way that we needed him all day.
Any early thoughts, Coach, on next week? Mississippi State is such a very different offense. They're going to try to pass it 50, 60 times in the game, a very different challenge next week.
Well, we know going into any SEC game is always a challenge, and they're a different style of offense, but they're a team that's starting to put it together late in the season. They're playing good football, and we got to do a great job preparing like we did this week and come out with a victory. But we know they're going to sling the ball around, throw it everywhere, so we're going to do a great job of putting the plan together, and we're ready to accept the challenge.
Always appreciate the visit, Coach. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
All right, Auburn defensive backs coach Zach Etheridge. Paul, back upstairs to you. All right, Paul, thank you very much. Coach, this game saw both defenses really go kind of back and forth. Just your thoughts on how this one played out today.
Yeah, three quarters. There's 3 points on each side. So the defenses, both defenses played well. I was proud of our defense. There were some explosive plays that A&M was able to hit. But overall, we needed to find the momentum on the offense, and we weren't able to do that. We put the ball on the ground. They scored on defense. That's hard in a game like this. You know, so the turnovers became a factor. Third down, some self-inflicted wounds happened to us. We put the ball, we dropped the ball. You know, we lost the turnover battle. And overall, you know, I thought the defense did some good things. We swelled up in the red zone and did stuff that we needed to do there to win this ball game. We just didn't put it together as a team.
Talked about the importance of consistency offensively. What in your mind was the biggest reason that it was just kind of a struggle to get that consistency going today?
Yeah, we never really had any big plays. You know, we didn't really have any big plays in the run game. We didn't have any big plays in the pass game. And, you know, there were times we took sacks and there was turnovers. You know, those things are going to move you back and going to put you in long yard situations. So, you know, there just wasn't enough good football on the offensive side, period. And that's the consistency comes from playing good football. And, you know, in a game like this, if you got a punt, you know, at least give yourself a chance to have good field position, to have a chance to go for it on third downs and some of those situations. We didn't do that because we weren't good enough in early downs. And that's a credit to A&M as well. We needed to make things happen early in our downs, stay ahead of the chains, and then find ways to execute on third down. And we had to eliminate the sacks and the turnovers and the things that showed up tonight.
At halftime, you said that the offense needed to settle down a little bit. Is there something that can be done to coach that, or is it sort of a situation where each player has to take that on himself? How were you looking for guys to settle down in the second half?
Well, really settle in. I mean, it's just, you know, we got to, in the run game, there was opportunities there. I thought we were close. I thought we had a chance to pop a few of those and just could never make that quite happen. In the pass game, we did some good things, but we had too many drops. We had too many things that didn't create the momentum that we needed. And we weren't moving the ball down the field and getting on the other side of the 50 like we needed to even create really good field position for our defense from special teams. So, you know, we needed to get into a rhythm. We needed to execute better. We didn't do that. And, you know, I think there were opportunities to do that. But A&M's a good defense. They made things happen as well. But in games like this, and that's the consistency piece, you gotta put some plays back to back and then go put yourself in a position to score. And we just didn't do that enough tonight.
Smoke Monday, another really strong game, 9 tackles. Ladarius Tennyson with 8, and he was all over the place tonight. A couple of guys in that secondary really stood out.
Yeah, those guys played well, and they did. They tackled well. And, you know, when it gets to those, now they were coming down and making some plays on some swing passes and things like that. So it was good open field tackling. And, you know, that was an area where, you know, it felt good going into this game. We could tackle. We needed to against their backs, certainly in space. And those guys did some good things. It's just, you know, it's just not enough at the end of the day. I mean, there's some good plays that were made out there. It's just not enough. And when you're playing good teams and you're on the road, you got to make the plays in order to win those games. And we didn't do it.
How important now, especially for the veterans on this team, to keep plowing, head down, another big game coming up next week?
Yeah, every single week. I mean, that's part of it. You know, you got to show up, and, you know, as an older player, that experience should show up on this football team as well. We have work to do, and we got to do it every single day, and that's the one thing about football. Like, it's every day there's a focus, and there's a level of execution that you have to have so you're ready to go play. And that just comes down to, you know, the type of team you have, and I think we got good leaders on this team. So, yeah, we're going to learn from this game, and we're going to figure out what we can do better. We got to play better as a team, and we're going to show up on Sunday and have a good practice. And then guys that don't want to do that, you know, that's not going to be good for this team. So, you know, we got to put in the work. And every time you play, there's a chance of losing. You go out there and you expect to win. But if you lose, you know, what do you learn from that? And that's the biggest thing for our staff and our team that I got to do a better job of, is making sure every single time we step on the field, we're ready to go play. And, you know, we weren't tonight. Didn't show up like we needed it to be. We didn't put points on the board. We did some things on defense. We didn't play well enough in special teams to continue that as far as putting points on the board. So we got to be a better football team next time we go play.
Always appreciate the visit, Coach War Eagle.
Thank you.
All right, Paul, that's head coach Brian Harsin. That'll wrap things up from the Auburn locker room.